You are listening to 89.1 CHUO-FM. My name is Gabby, and this is your Wednesday news. On the steps of the Prime Minister's office on Saturday, 10 families affected by police violence gathered to renew calls to defund, disarm, and dismantle police. The action marked Juneteenth, a commemoration of the end of slavery in the U.S. Members of the families of Anthony Oust, Aisha Hudson, Regis Korchinski-Paquette, Jermaine Cardby, Jamal Francik, Chantel Moore, Andrew Loku, Abdirahman Abdi, Rodney Levi, and Chantel Kupka tearfully recounted the events that harmed or killed their loved ones. Cyrus Marcus Ware, co-founder of Black Lives Matter Canada, said in a live-streamed interview that while slavery is over, the suffering of Black people is still ongoing. The conference on Saturday highlighted the continued fight against police violence, which disproportionately affects Black and Indigenous people. Through the tragedy and grieving, the family said that they shared their stories to remind people of the systemic oppression suffered by Black and Indigenous people at the hands of police. The CBC released a feature called Deadly Force, which highlighted the disproportionate way Black and Indigenous people are victimized by police violence. According to this feature, Indigenous people make up 16% of the deaths caused by police, but are only 4.21% of the population. Black people make up 8.63% of deaths and only 2.92% of the population. "Enough is enough," said Martha Martin, mother of Chantel Moore, who was fatally shot by police.
"Today we come here today to stand with each other so that we are stronger, to tell this government that we have had enough, that enough is enough, and demand change in this system, because the system that they have influenced is not working for us. The system that they have placed in here, you know, we're getting killed on wellness checks. How is that even possible? You're going for a wellness check and you're getting killed. Who do we call when we, you know, if we can't call people to protect us?" "My daughter was 26. She hadn't even begun her life. She was trying to get back into school. She wanted to become an engineer. She told me that, she said, 'I want to become an engineer and I want to take over New York.' And in that split second that that cop went there and took her life, those were the moments that ended her dreams. Stand here today with each and every one of the families, because I know if we stand together and we push harder, that change will come, and it's not going to happen overnight. But I know that we push together and we walk together and we walk in the same direction and we demand change, because we deserve to be happy and we deserve to be able to walk in the streets and feel safe.
Moore's grandmother, Grace Frank, said she had many questions about Moore's death that have still gone unanswered.
"We went to my granddaughter's apartment. There were witnesses that spoke up and told us what they seen. But yet when we read the BEI report, none of that is in there. And some of the words are changed around. We need the truth. We want answers. My granddaughter was beautiful. She loved people. She would not judge. She would not hurt a fly. The police officer that shot her was 6'3", 6'4", weighing 300 plus pounds. While my granddaughter was 5'4", weighing maybe 120 pounds. A police officer who is trained to de-escalate weapons. Why couldn't he do this? A guy who's supposed to train. Instead, he shot her. He didn't shoot her once, twice, three times. He shot her 7 times. I'm a grandmother. Because I wasn't getting answers, I took it upon myself. I got to view my granddaughter's body, and there's a lot on her body that was not said to us. We want answers. Why did she have broken bones in her body? Why did she have bruises on her body? Today I give great thanks to the people that organized this event here. Together we are stronger. Justin Trudeau needs to put a stop to this police officer shooting people, human beings.
While the calls to defund, disarm, and dismantle policing systems in Canada have been pushed for years, the affected families at the forefront of this battle say they are suffering. Latanya Grant, a cousin of Jermaine Cardby, who was murdered by police, said she has not had the chance to grieve her cousin yet.
Like, this is a lot, like losing a family member and then having to fight right away and not even being able to grieve. Like, I've been fighting my cousin's case 7 years and I have not even grieved him yet, because it's a constant fight. You're constantly moving, you gotta live your life, you gotta be able to do things. All these families are still having to get up and go to work and take care of themselves and other people as well. And who's really helping them? Who's checking on their mental health, you know? So I feel that that's a way that they could support. They can support by coming out to these events, you know, showing that they stand in solidarity with us, that there needs to be a change, you know, having some type of a protest. Just, I don't know, there's so many different ways to support, but I think that the government should really be taking the heavy part on the financial piece of making sure families are okay.
Chantal Kupka, who was shot by Peel Police in 2020, said that she has survivor's guilt for having survived the police attack that she experienced. Krupka said that it is solidarity actions, such as the one on Saturday, that are therapeutic for her.
I actually have survivor's guilt. I just realized it, especially being here with all of these families and being the only one known that's here. And so that's what fuels me to keep talking and to keep fighting. And this is very therapeutic for me, just being here and being able to speak out and speak the truth. So I'm just grateful for the opportunity.
Krupka also had the opportunity to address the crowd on Saturday. She said that the families present at the action were proof that state violence against marginalized people has never ended. Krupka said that sometimes people think violence against Black and Indigenous people is in the past, but she urged people to look at the lives that have met an untimely end.
I promise to use every breath in my body to call out the corruption and the lies, and to call these murderers out for who they are. They are murderers, and there are no good apples. Because until you stand up and you speak against those murderers that you work with, you are all on the same boat. You are all the same. I don't want to hear good apples ever again. You are all evil, and you stand for evil. When 215 babies were found buried, Justin Trudeau called it a dark chapter in our history. This is not our history, this is our present. This is the same dark chapter that we're living. Look how many mothers here have buried their children. This is not right. Look how many sisters and brothers lost their loved ones. How many children lost their fathers and their mothers, only for them to be laughed at later for not having them. This is what you do to us, and we will not take the lies anymore. We won't stand for it. We will call you out. We will speak our truth, and you cannot stop us. You cannot stop us. Mother's Day 2020, all I wanted to do was see my son. And instead, I got a bullet. And when I hear these stories, all these people needed were help. Yes. And all they got were their lives taken. And we will not stand for this anymore. Know that we will not stop fighting. Know that this fight does not end with us.
For CHUO-FM, this is Gabby Kalugai-Kasuga.